Hello?
Hello?
Good evening, I'm calling from Research Associates, and the purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. We would like to include your responses today. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes.
Okay. And are you very interested, somewhat interested, just a little, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Interested.
Okay. Very or just somewhat interested?
Very.
Very interested. And do you define the racial classification as African American or Black, White, Hispanic, or Asian?
White.
Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school building, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat, a little, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings.
A little.
A little. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of the school buildings is very important, somewhat important, a little, or not important at all?
Very.
Okay. And when you hear your friends, neighbors, and co-workers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little, or not confidence at all?
Not much.
Okay, just a little. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And if the New Orleans public school had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Definitely vote for.
And now I'm going to read you two statements, and please tell me which one best reflects your views, okay? The first one, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Or the second one, because of the rise in the cost of homeowners' expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. So which one best reflects your views, the first one or the second one?
First.
And now we're almost done with the survey. This is basically the last part. We are 75%. Thank you so much for your time, sir. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you will be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, a little or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public school where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one is learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. After hearing that, strongly influenced, somewhat, a little, or not at all influenced to support 20 years. Strongly influenced, okay? The next one, learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes. Strongly influenced, somewhat, a little, or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal.
Strongly.
The next one, learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influence?
Strongly.
Learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city. After hearing that, strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influence?
Strongly.
And the last three, learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influence?
Strongly.
And the last two, learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influence?
I mean, I don't think that's true.
But if you know that this is true, learning that also the...
Say once more.
Yeah, learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. After hearing that, would it be strongly influenced, somewhat, a little, or not at all influenced to support this proposition?
Oh, strong.
And the last one, learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pay less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. That influences strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all.
Does not influence me strongly.
No,
a little.
Just somewhat or a little, okay? A little. And now that we have talked about the millage, let me ask you again. If the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that will preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that will expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Definitely vote for. Strong.
And as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Just four questions. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of child enrolled in a New Orleans public school, a teacher at a New Orleans public school, a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school, or not affiliated with New Orleans public school?
The last one.
Okay. And stop me, please, when you hear the group that contains your age, 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61 and above.
31 to 49.
And stop me when you hear the last grade you completed, please. Some high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate or professional school.
College graduate.
And do you own or rent your home?
Rent.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.